Hundreds of people gathered in Laramie earlier this month in memory of victims of domestic abuse. Since 1985, over 60 people have been killed in Wyoming in instances of domestic violence. And each year, the Silent Witness Ceremony and March pays remembrance. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard reports.
As a bagpipe plays at the head of a column of people, Sonny and Lori Pulver hold a wooden silhouette between the two of them as they march through the streets of Laramie.
Carrying my husband's sister's silhouette. She was killed New Year's Eve of 1999.
She was a wonderful little gal. She spent a lot of time as a family member. She's just a wonderful lady. We miss her a bunch.
The Wheatland couple has been coming to Wyoming's Silent Witness March and Ceremony for years. Each year, life-sized silhouettes of the victims of domestic violence are carried through different communities in Wyoming to bring awareness to these crimes. And each year, the number of silhouettes grows. This year, three new silhouettes were inducted. After the march, family members recounted their lost loved one's final moments in a ceremony. They remembered Crystal Town of Cheyenne.
He shot her 7 times with a .45 caliber pistol and killed her in front of her daughter.
Anna Davis of Casper.
Abel is what I would call it. He shot her twice, shot her in the back, and then he shot her in the head.
Natalie Miller of Casper.
My world ended. I keep reliving the gunfire, her laying on the porch, my screams.
These family members say it took a murder for them to realize how bad the abuse had gotten. Experts say that for the most part, the reality of domestic violence is just as veiled to the general public. Matt Gray is a psychologist at the University of Wyoming who specializes in domestic and partner violence. He points to the recent media attention around NFL running back Ray Rice, who was caught on tape knocking his then-fiancé unconscious. Gray says this has finally shed light on the issue.
You never want to say that there's a silver lining to some really horrible things that have happened to victims, but finally, this thing that people who work in the field have been aware of for years and years is starting to garner more attention in public spheres.
That attention, Gray says, should translate to swifter involvement on the public's part.
Domestic violence can and often does culminate in homicide. It actually is incumbent upon us when we become aware of these things to try to supportively intervene with survivors.
Some areas of the U.S. are making significant progress. Duluth, Minnesota's programs are often pointed to as a model of effectively reducing domestic violence. Since 2011, the town has had zero domestic violence homicides. They've pushed for shifting victim blaming to community accountability, actively assessing individual risks, and holding counseling groups for abusive men.
We also have a shared understanding of the violence.
That's Melissa Skaya, the executive director of Duluth's Domestic Abuse Intervention Program. She says that shared understanding allows different government and local agencies to work together in what's called coordinated community response. Advocates, counselors, police, parole officers, and judges communicate with each other about what to look for in domestic abuse cases. Skaya says without communication, justice agencies can run in circles.
If you get any other criminal justice provider say, yeah, you know, I just think the judge kind of gave it to you harsh on this one. I think they kind of overreacted. So basically undermine everything else, you know, that had already been done. That's not a coordinated community response.
In Wyoming, there's not yet an equivalent of the Duluth model, but there's room for hope. Every Wyoming county does have some kind of domestic abuse safe house, and national rates of domestic violence have fallen in the last 20 years. To end the Silent Witness Ceremony, the names of all Wyoming's victims killed by domestic violence are read.
Brandy Jo Emhoff, Cheyenne, 5. Janice Marvin, Jackson, 34.
As the state works towards eradicating domestic violence, the Silent Witness Ceremony, at least, makes sure these victims won't be forgotten.
Rollins, 26. Carol Morehouse.
For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Caroline Ballard.